It's your daily dose with Bob and Nick. I'm the Bob half of that duo. Nick and I recently went to a show together at the Orlando International Fringe Theater Festival. It was called Designated Debaters, and it was created by a group of my friends and fellow improvisers. It featured a debate between Count Dracula and the Wolfman, moderated by Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. Listen in and hear our review of the experience. Spoiler alert, we loved it, so did everyone else. Listen anyways. Enjoy.
Great show. I mean, that was so
fun.
Funny. First
it
time I saw
fun.
It. And I love those guys.
Oh, you hadn't seen that before?
Okay. I've never seen that format before, yeah. And it's great. It's like a little bit of improv with some structure.
Yeah, and that's
which
it.
Which is, I think, there's a podcast called Comedy Bang Bang, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is the characters, there's usually one actual guest. So, like, in this last episode, it was Sarah Silverman.
Oh, cool.
And then two typically improv trained performers who just do random characters. So it might be a returning character, or it might be, I'm just going to play this today. It's just, I'm a student and my name is this, and just go with whatever, just yes and me until.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, fun. Oh, I want to turn my students on to that. That sounds really fun.
Yeah.
That's it. I like the construct too. And I love the people. These are people that, I mean, I used to see all the time playing on the sax stage.
So it was Jessica and Sam.
And Eric, yes.
And Eric,
so. Jessica Gasparolo, who is hilarious. She's a force of nature. She's just full tilt energy in everything. She's got a smile that lights up the room. She's sweet and she's humble and she's fun and everybody loves her. I don't know of anybody who doesn't like her.
Yeah.
Eric Novella, who is just one of the funniest people I know. I mean, he was the Wolfman in this debate, and he just comes up with funny perspectives, and he's very bold. He's not afraid of anything, and he throws himself out there, and I don't think he even knows how funny he is. And then you've got his, like, the yin to his yang, who is Sam Hammersley, who is just, he's a charming, kind human being, and hearing some of the things that came out of his mouth as Dracula were really funny and fun for me, because he's clearly playing a character to say those things, because you would never see him saying those things just hanging out with you. Oh, you know something? I say that, but I know the people he hangs out with, so he probably actually would
say
those things.
You gotta, like, if you're hanging out with comedians, you gotta go with a little bit of shock value.
Obviously, as one of them had their four-year-old delivering things to the stage and hearing all the things that Daddy and his friends were saying. I wasn't sure how I felt about the drinking as a penalty for the loser, but I decided that I kind of liked having some stakes there, something that where the loser had to do something. I would have liked to have seen them ham it up just a little bit more in terms of being made to drink. They just kind of went ahead and drank.
Yeah.
Where it was kind of like, if you're being made to drink. Okay, let's make it the heart.
I wonder if it was because it was their fifth, sixth show. And so they were just like, yep, I'm still drunk from yesterday.
Right, well, Eric put down five ales,
or six,
right?
Yeah.
Get pale ales or something.
Yeah.
And they were, I don't know exactly. It looked like Clamata that they were making Sam drink at the end of that.
Yeah.
But even, you know, the inclusion of the tech I enjoyed. You know, Charlie's a fantastic tech. He is one of the people that I trust the most in the booth at SAC, because he makes good decisions. He cares about the people on stage, and he actually he chooses things that are going to make everybody look good, as opposed to just, there are some people who, when they're in the booth, they feel the need to really show the booth. And sometimes there's time for that. Sometimes that's awesome. And other times, not so much.
You want quiet down.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, and everybody loved them. They did get a
patron's pick.
So they got to do a show yesterday. Good. It was at like a 1 o'clock, but still they got to do it
guess
again.
Guess what? That was good, though. I was glad that they got that, too.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. As always, Bob and I encourage you to experience the arts in Central Florida, especially anything related to the talented improvisers we have here in town, as well as anything and everything to do with the Fringe. That not only includes the International Fringe Festival that happens once a year, but stuff going on at Artspace downtown, and the Winter Fringe, and arts in general, the Orlando Story Club, and CFC Arts, and the Renaissance Theater, and et cetera, et cetera. Have a great day. Thank you.